Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. No, your eyes and ears are not deceiving you. I am not Joe Peretta. He's taking a much-deserved night off, and I'm very honored to sit in his spot tonight to play two roles. I'll be host and also doing mediumship. So please be patient with me as I try to navigate between both. But it's certainly an honor to be here tonight. And I'm hopeful that we'll have a wonderful evening of connection. Before we actually get to the readings and hopefully your questions, I love it when people ask questions because I do believe it sheds a light into how our loved ones communicate with us. And I'm of the belief system that everyone who's missing someone that's passed has the ability to connect. So the more questions you ask, the more you understand how they interact with us. And it's not only just by signs, okay? So there's different ways that they can do that. But before we actually get to the readings, and I want to talk a little bit about the events that are coming up with the Forever Family Foundation. And for that, these old eyes have to put some glasses on, okay? So bear with me as I try to navigate that. It's very interesting playing host and being in a meditative state. You should see when I do events, sometimes I fall off stages, I hit myself with a microphone, it happens. But the first event that I want to talk to you about is a wonderful one because it supports, well, all the events support the programs that the Forever Family Foundation offers. And we are a not-for-profit, all-volunteer organization, including the mediums. So when you hop online at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org and check out the events and you partake, you're actually helping others because they too can take benefits of the programs and get connections to their loved ones, which isn't that what we want when we are in missing? So I want to talk about the first event. It's called the Summer Solstice Raffle 2025. And this raffle has been going on twice a year for the Forever Family Foundation for years. And it really does help out. And the way this work is that you buy a raffle ticket and you get a certain amount of chances. All the information's on the website. But I just want to take a second to honor the mediums that are volunteering the readings. So if you win a raffle, you win a telephone or a video chat reading with one of these fabulous certified mediums. One of them is Bryce Siskin. Another one is Jolie Tremblay, Laura Worcester, Maurice Israel, and Kiara Newton. So if you go to www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org, get yourself a raffle ticket. Who knows? You could win and also get a connection. I think that that's really something wonderful that the mediums do. Another one, which is taking place July 25th to July 28th, there are still tickets available for the Grief Transformation Retreat that takes place in Chester, Connecticut. Now, I have to tell you, I've been honored and I will be there that weekend teaching a class. But I've done those events in the past. And what I find that's so wonderful and so healing about it is that we're all unfortunately a part of a club we don't want to be a part of. We've had a loss. But the support that you receive, because even though everyone grieves differently, there's an understanding, you know, because we've had a loss. And there's wonderful speakers there. There'll be mediums there. And what you'll do is you'll be in a group and you'll be getting readings pretty much all weekend, depending, of course, if spirit comes through for you. But you'll be rotating with each medium. So you'll get a chance to sit with each medium, which increases your chances of getting a reading. And wonderful speakers. It's just really a very supportive event, so I highly recommend it. So if you go to, again, www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see all the information there, and you'll get your opportunity, hopefully, to get a reading and a connection. I think also learning is an important part, too. I think when we are grieving, we're at a deficit, right? And we feel victimized. So we know we can sense our loved one, or we have a desire to do that. But because the physical eyes can be very deceiving, we feel we can't do anything about it. But I feel that there are things that you can do. For example, the holidays coming up on Sunday, Easter, and Passover is this week. The last night happens to be on the 20th as well. And I often find when holidays come, I don't know if you feel this way, it's sad. It feels a little sadder because that loved one isn't here. And I think that there are things that you can do to do what I like to call giving grief a big old black eye. That's what I say, because grief is hard to manage. It's part of your physiological body, and it's always going to be buzzing in the background. I don't feel you can cure grief, but you can learn to manage it through the years. So what can we do to enhance our communication with our loved ones, especially when the holidays are around? I'll give you an example of what I did today. Just a really quick story, and then we'll get to the readings and the questions. I'm a quarter Polish, quarter French, and half Italian. So I grew up on my mother's side with a babcia, which is Polish for grandmother. And every Easter, my babcia would make baskets. Now, it was no easy task because there are five children in my family. I'm one of five. And she chose non-traditional candy, very unique candy. Some Easter candy, but unique. So I was really missing her because I was thinking about Easter, and that's what happens, right? Your brain gets flooded with, oh, what would it be like if you were here? But then the way to start communication, if you want to even out the battlefield of grief, is to take back some of that love that person had here and still has, but in a physical sense. So guess what I did? I made four Easter baskets that replicated exactly, or close to exactly, what my babcia would do. And I dropped them off at my siblings. And wouldn't you know it, it's the strangest thing. Out of the four places that I went, two places, there was a penny. Now, I know pennies are typical, but I was asking, send me something. And one of the pennies had a date that was significant in my family. It was my mother's birthday. So I felt like she was saying, good job, Angelina. And I know I'll be doing some more meditation and communication with her on my own time, seeing what she sends me and then looking for the sign. So what could you do if you're in missing that could possibly enhance that loved one's presence so you can take back some of the love and not feel so victimized by grief? Grieving is normal. You can't fix normal, but you can take back some of that love. So I hope that helped you. And I really do encourage you to spend some quiet time with them. Okay. So I hope that helped you. I understand there's a lot of people waiting to get readings and hopefully have some questions. So I think we'll go to Thelma from, I think that's Georgia on line three. We'll take Thelma.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm in green.
Good evening, Thelma. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. So in the time that we're together, did you want to have a connection to a loved one? Is that why you're calling?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really sorry for whatever loss you're going through right now. My heart goes out to you. So all you need to do is say, I'm very sorry. And what you're feeling is normal. My hope is that whomever comes through shows you that communication is possible. So as I'm sitting here with you right now, I'm sensing a male figure step forward. I also feel a younger male step forward. So I feel two males. Is there a husband figure that's passed for you?
It is.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
An ex-husband, yes.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I can hear you better now. I'm sorry for the loss of your husband. I do sense him with an older male. Dad has passed for you? Okay. So I do feel them together. There has to be something very, I'm sensing your husband's personality. I feel like he was a quiet man, deep in his thoughts. Does that make sense to you?
Well, he was my ex-husband. We were divorced.
It doesn't mean he won't come through for you, Thelma. I did a reading once in Long Island, and when I sat with this woman, in the time that we were together, all six of her husbands came through.
Oh, well, so I would have but one.
I know. But I do, and this is a good example of how the physical world can make us feel like we're not connected anymore. But when somebody passes, they realize their connection. Good or bad, there's still always love present. So I do feel your husband coming through for you. The way he wants to validate his personality is through his quiet nature. So he was in deep thought, very quiet by nature. Does that make sense to you, Thelma?
No, not really.
Well, I have to tell you, I feel like he's wanting to give you space to talk. So to me, this feels like a forgiveness kind of reading. Do you understand why your husband would be asking for forgiveness?
I do.
Okay. So he's giving you space to talk. Now, I know that sounds funny because he's the one that wants to ask for forgiveness. But if his words, because this is the way spirit works, when they pass, they do their life review through you. Right. So they know your thoughts, not every little thought like I'm hungry, I'm using the restroom, but thoughts like, oh, we were separated and I didn't give this woman a word edgewise. And she still remembers the words that I said to her. That can be a block for us. So sometimes we realize that even those folks that we didn't get along with are still connected to us and they want to come and ask for forgiveness. It does release us on some level here so we can create a healing path for ourselves. And I believe that's the job of those that maybe caused us a little trouble here. They have to give us soft landings and give us a sense of feeling more peace. I do feel a father figure coming through. I feel upper chest issues, stomach issues with him. He had an illness prior to passing. Is that correct, your father?
Yes. Yeah, my ex-husband both.
Oh, okay. And sometimes that's an indication in short readings. They come through together because there were similarities. It not only helps the medium, it gives you a sense of how your ex-husband, believe it or not, and your father are helping each other out in spirit. Now, I'm also feeling a maternal figure and a young woman come through as well. Is there a sister figure pass for you?
Yes.
Mom has passed as well.
Yes.
Thelma, I am very sorry for your losses. That's a lot to endure. But I do feel sister and mom together. I have to tell you, remember how I said your ex-husband was quiet? I feel your sister
right.
And your mom are cackling and making a lot of noise. Do you have memories of your sister and your mom and being in the room and your family is kind of on the noisy side?
Not really.
Oh, well, they're making.
Have, I also have a granddaughter that passed at the age of 19.
I'm not sensing her yet. Doesn't mean she's not there. I have to honor the fact that I'm feeling sister and mom.
Okay.
Now, the noisiness could be coming from your granddaughter. Okay? I'm not sensing her yet, though. But what I'm getting is this ebullient personality. When your granddaughter would walk into the room, would it raise the energy and the level of the room she was in?
No.
Okay, so I'm getting a lot of no's from you. So I have to say that I want you to think of what she needed in her life and what she has now. Okay? Because when we go to heaven, the things that we didn't get to experience here, we do experience there. With your granddaughter, I'm feeling an unexpected passing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
With your sister, I am feeling a bit of an illness with your sister. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Your sister to me, I don't know if she was a wordsmith or she's writing something down on a piece of paper and she's handing it to your granddaughter. Do you have letters or some words written down that you're drawn to reading that are connected to your sister?
I have a magnet on my refrigerator for my sister. Then I'm your sister and you can't do nothing about it.
I want you to remember that word, those words. But now she's taking those words and she's transferring them over to your granddaughter. And when I go to your granddaughter has a sense of, when she was physically here, a feeling a little lost. She's not lost anymore. Because I feel like your sister has a bit of a sense of humor about her. She's saying, I'm your aunt now, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that either. So what I'm getting is, I believe in spiritual DNA. We have physical DNA, like we have somebody's hair color, although this is not my hair color, but you can have somebody's eye color. And that's physical. But spiritually, the very energy that we put into each other can be transferred from living to spirit or from spirit to living. So I want you to be thinking in your heart, when you got that magnet from your aunt, I'm sorry, from your sister, it made you feel pretty special, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that special energy is the same energy that's being transferred over to your granddaughter.
Oh, thank you.
So when you're missing your granddaughter, you have to cry, you have to kick in a wall, you have to be upset. But when you want to grab the love, I want you to picture your sister and your granddaughter together, the laughter, the noise, and that love. So I hope that helps in the short time that we're together.
It does. It does.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your braveness in coming on a radio show when you've had so much losses, and my heart goes out to you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. We'll take the next caller right now. That's Angela from, or Angelia, I believe, from Georgia on line 4.
Hi.
Good morning. Good evening. Is your name Angela or Angelia?
Angela.
Angela, thank you. Just a slight typo there. Sorry about that. Angela, thank you for joining me. Did you have a question or would you like to connect to someone who's passed?
Connect.
I'm sorry for whatever losses that you've had. The first person I'm being drawn to is a grandmother figure on mom's side. She has a young male with her, and I'm seeing three dogs, just like that. So mother's mother is passed?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's very difficult. I'm feeling a younger spirit with her, of a sudden they feel male to me. But I feel like this male loves dogs. There's three. So there's a younger male than grandmother that's passed for you?
You said a younger male?
Younger male. He's showing me that there's well, I want to honor him for a second because I feel like he could be in your age range because he's younger than grandmother. But what he's showing me, I'm seeing like a lake or a body of water. He seems to like nature. So he's around nature. I'm seeing trees in the background. So this looks more like a river. It's not an ocean, but he's got three dogs with him. That's what I'm seeing. So is there a male that's passed for you in your age range that loves animals?
No.
I want you to look into grandmother's family and see if there was what would feel like a child or a grandchild that's lost, because that would be your age range. I do feel like they're around you. Don't feel creepy about it. But I do feel like there is a love of nature and dogs. So I'd like you to look into that, because it could be a cousin, could be someone connected in the family that way. When grandmother was physically here, she tells me that the last 2.5 months of her life, her legs were bothering her and she had difficulty with movement. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
She's telling me she's walking around like the Dickens right now. I'm hearing her. I'm walking around like the Dickens right now. So I feel like when grandmother was at her best, this was a woman of action, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
This is what happens when we grieve, Angela, and this is normal. You can't help this. But like, I can still picture my mother at the hospital. My mother's in heaven with stage 4 cancer, and that will bring on grief, and I have to grieve her. But when I want to connect to her, I think about how she is now. She's not in pain anymore. She's with her mom. I feel your grandmother's coming through to show you this picture. So when you want to connect to your grandmother, think of her as this woman of action, getting things done. Because that's how you remember her, correct?
Yes.
So that's what she's saying. And I'm hearing her. So I feel like your grandmother had the personality that if she felt strongly about something, she would tell you about it, right?
Yes.
I'm hearing her voice. Your grandmother was a woman of faith. Angela?
Yes.
She's passing a Bible to me. Do you have your grandmother's Bible?
I don't have her Bible.
But you have it in your head, right? You can remember the Bible?
Yes.
She's passing it to me, to you. Like, remember the Bible. For example, I can't go back to my mother's kitchen literally because somebody else lives there, but I go there in my head, right? I go to my mother's kitchen in my head and I talk to her. Your grandmother just got done saying, when I tell my granddaughter something, I'm going to be vocal about it and tell her. And then she hands a Bible to you. So she's like, look at the Bible in your head. Pay attention to it. I feel like that's a way that she can send you signs. Because she does feel like a woman of faith to me. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so sometimes it's hard. Like sometimes I know for me, it's very hard for me to go to the places that were special to my mom. I want to cry. And that's normal. But when I say, wait a minute, that's a part of my heart. I'm going to go there and use it as a form of communication. I get more signs. I feel her presence more. And I feel like that's why grandmother's coming through in the short time that we're together. There's something about reinforcing your faith right now and remembering how she did it. And this is the way that we can plug into our loved ones and they can bring things back to us. So I feel like that's what's happening. I encourage you to look for the younger male that's passed. Sometimes we don't think of it right away, but when I work with scientists, they'd be more interested in the things you don't know now and you find out to be true later, because that proves a loved one coming through, because it's knowledge you don't have. But in the short time that we're together, I hope that helps you, Angela.
I do have a younger cousin that passed.
Okay. I'm sorry for that. My heart goes out to you. That's very hard. So I do feel like they're coming through. What I'd like you to understand is the animal connection. Do you recall them loving animals very much?
I'm not sure.
And that's something to check into. I feel like it's very hard sometimes to know what people like individually, but when we find that out, even through a spirit communication, whether it's on a personal level or through a medium, and you find it out to be true, that's more evidence. And I hope that that evidence can bring you some peace about your losses. And I really want to thank you for joining me tonight. And I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Let's go to Kathy from Pittsburgh, PA on line 5. She's looking for a spirit reading.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you for joining me on Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. How are you tonight?
Hi. Fighting a cold, but I'm okay.
Hang in.
The sound of my voice.
It's going around. It's going around.
Yeah.
I'll send you some. Sense some positive thoughts and healing on that one. So I understand you want to connect to someone who's passed. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm feeling a male figure come through.
Okay.
Two male figures coming through. Is there a son that's passed for you?
No.
I feel like he's coming through like a younger person, male. Do you have two living children?
I have several living children, actually.
I want to go to the third. This is going to sound very personal. Is there a miscarriage for you in heaven?
No.
I feel like this is a miscarriage. So it might not be directly connected to you, but I do feel a father figure around the child. So dad has passed for you?
No, I can't think of who that would be.
That's okay. Let's not think. Let's have spirit tell us. Is dad okay. passed for you?
Yes.
I feel like dad has a younger spirit with him. Did you grow up in a family of two children?
No.
He keeps on talking about the two kids. So I don't know why dad keeps on saying that. Sometimes what I've seen when people, they do the math, they find out that the miscarriage would have been the third child. The spirit will say two children.
Yeah, I never had a miscarriage.
I don't feel it's your child. I feel like it's dad's. So this could have been a sibling.
I mean, my dad had two children prior to marrying my mom.
Okay. So I'm feeling that he's talking about a third child connected to him that's passed, like a miscarriage. That's what that feels like to me.
So my brother passed away, and he was the third child, but he was 72.
And we're not connecting to him yet, I'm sorry. We might get to that. But I want to follow.
That's the third child. That's my dad's third child.
I understand. But that's not what I'm getting. I need to honor spirit. And so all you need to do is say yes or no. And then maybe brother might show up. Because sometimes we don't. Like, there are times this happens in a reading, like when I'm sitting with someone for an hour. And they go through, I need to think. I'm like, don't think. Just honor what spirit says. and then check on it later, because they know more about their lives sometimes than we know. So I want to honor that. I do feel, Dad. I understand why you're putting the two children together with the third, but he's claiming that there's also a spirit that never physically made it here before your brother came. That's what I need to
know. That I don't know.
I know you don't know. But when I work with scientists, they would ask you, go check on that if you can, if it's possible. Sometimes right. It's not. But I've had people come back, they go, oh my gosh, I did not know there was a miscarriage. Or for one example, I worked with a woman whose boyfriend passed, and the last thing the boyfriend said in the reading was, oh, my motorcycle jacket, my helmet, and my motorcycle papers. And she goes, he never rode a motorcycle. Well, a week later, she apologized. She went to her late boyfriend's mom's house, and there was a box with all this motorcycle paraphernalia in it. So they do this to show evidence.
Right.
So I need to honor the process. And I know if you lost a brother, your heart is hurting. But I need to honor that I feel Dad so far. I feel the reason why Dad is coming through is to show his ability to feel closer to children, or he's using this miscarriage as a way to improve his daddy skills or to show his ability to be a dad. We can never say to someone who's had a miscarriage, oh, they're just being used for someone else's purpose. But spiritually speaking, a miscarriage still has a spiritual value to it. And it does add and enhance someone's journey in heaven. So I do feel Dad working with that miscarriage. When Dad was physically here, when I connect to his spirit, I can't seem to relax his energy. Did Dad travel a lot, or did he have this ability to kind of bounce from place to place to place very easily?
No.
Well, I feel like he's letting you know he can do that now. So this means this is a reflection of how you're thinking of him. He wants to shift the way you're thinking of him.
Okay.
Dad had an illness for almost 9 months.
He talks about, longer.
He talks about he wants to talk about the last 9 months.
Okay.
And it almost feels a little similar to the reading I did before, but a little different in that Dad wants to get out of your mind this vision or this idea that he can't get up and move from place to place to place to place.
Okay.
And the reason why they say that is if I sat here and tried to connect to my mom who had stage 4 cancer, and I think of her in pain, I'm going to be connecting with the grief in my mind, and it doesn't enable me to channel my mom because I'm distracted with grief. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So spirit will come through, and they do their life review through you, and they're sitting with you, and they're, you're still thinking of me as sick. And then we wonder why we can't connect sometimes. And of course, we have to grieve. But I want to honor that Dad seems to be a man of purpose, wanting to help you get your thoughts compartmentalized and organized.
Okay.
And one of it feels connected to how you're thinking of him. So I feel like he's moving all over the place. Your brother, did he work with his hands? Did he have the ability?
He did.
So I see him in the background, but he's kind of teasing you. It's almost like I wouldn't call it a rivalry, like a child of, it's a teasing nature of sorts. Your brother makes me feel like there were two things going on with him biologically before he passed. Do you understand that? I feel two things within
his
body that he was dealing with. He doesn't talk openly with me about his medical things, so I feel like he kind of stuffed his medical issues inside. He wasn't very chatty about it.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, he wasn't really able to, but yeah.
Okay, so that's how I'm sensing him. And sometimes a medium might interpret it wrong, but we're not off by what they're showing me. So that's what he's talking about. I couldn't express what was wrong with me. But yet, he's in heaven working with his hands. So this is something that he enjoyed doing. I feel like it's a part of who he is.
That's good.
I feel he wants you to see him that way too as well. Did you have a dog that passed?
Yes.
I feel this dog going towards your brother. The dog to me looks medium size. It's not tiny. It's not huge. It's kind of in between, correct?
Yeah.
The dog was about 10 years old when it passed?
One of them was close to 10.
I feel like there's something very comforting to you when you think of that one dog. That dog's role was to come and heal you. So when that dog came into your life, it brought a lot of healing?
Yes.
I want you to think of that healing going towards your dad and your brother. See, animals have an incredible ability to take all the love that was given to them. They hold it inside, and when they pass, they release it. They can still release it to the living. But the love that you inserted in this dog can be given to your brother and your dad. And a technique that you can use to connect to your brother and your dad would be to go to the dog first, since you have such a connection to the dog and it brought you healing. And what that does, even though we miss animals, if we're animal lovers, sometimes we can connect to something very personal and unspoken like that without getting too emotional. And it helps us channel. And then we can ask them, go retrieve my brother, or go retrieve. Mom has passed as well?
Yeah.
Because I heard the dog say, Mom's here too. So I feel Mom stepping forward. I'm sorry for your losses. It's a lot of losses. Mom tells me, when I said that, Mom says, that's okay. My daughter is strong. She's resilient. She sees you as a woman of quiet strength. Would you agree with that?
I guess so, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, yes, I guess so.
Well, that's how she sees you. Mom fell before she passed? She wants to let you know she's steady on her feet. And it's interesting when she showed me that, she almost hit it. Like, I'm fine. Would you say that Mom was a proud woman?
Yes.
She's got a little dignity going. And I feel dignity and grace come from the spirit. So that survives physical death. Disease, anger, the inability to forgive, that dies with the body because that's a part of the brain. So I definitely feel Mom there too. Where's the name, like Ruthann, R, hearing an R name and an A name went by me really quick. I'm sorry. Where's Ann connected to Mom?
Nothing A-N. I can think of.
I want you to remember that name. I feel like there's somebody with her with that name. Sorry, I'm not getting them exact. Because I've got four people. Got a miscarriage, dad, brother, and mom together. So just want to let you know that they're with you. And I hope that helps you in the short time together. I'm sorry for your losses.
Thank you.
Thank you for
the Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Let's take Denise from New York.
Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for reading me.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know it's very vulnerable to come on the radio when you're grieving, so I appreciate it. It's an honor for me.
Thank you.
I'm feeling two females with you. They're looking at goldfish. What is this? I'm seeing like an aquarium of sorts, and there's fish in them. Is there a maternal figure that had an aquarium?
No, but we have in the house, we have a goldfish, one goldfish from an Italian festival that will be 4 years old this summer. So
I feel like they're looking at your goldfish, first of all. So,
okay.
So I have to say, mom has passed?
No.
I've got a maternal figure coming through. I have to honor her. I know that's not who you're expecting to hear from, but I want to go on mom's side of the family.
Okay.
Maternal figure, and she's looking at the goldfish, and she's got a younger female with her.
It could be my grandma.
Okay. Well, we'll get more evidence first, but I have to say your grandmother to me feels like a mom. So is that how you remember?
She was kind of, well, yes, I think of her as the matriarch of the family.
There we go. So, but she seems to be very particularly looking at.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, look at that goldfish, and she kind of points at it, but she also is a bit critical about the lack of rocks on the bottom. Or she's saying, are you thinking about finally replacing that rock? That's what I just heard. So in the back of
the be in a bigger bowl, actually, yes.
Okay. So I feel like sometimes they reflect thoughts to validate that I know your thoughts. And again, not thoughts that are personal. Like they don't watch us in the shower. I don't believe that. But it's almost like her critical way of looking at things to be helpful. People were aware of her eye, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I feel like that validates her. There's also a younger female with her, and this younger female to me feels very creative. It's like she's taking a pen and she wants to write poetry, and she's talking about the book that's written or will be written. Are you writing a book right now?
No, I'm not.
Are you thinking about it? Because we're talking about your thoughts. Because I feel like this I appreciate that honesty. There's something about a younger female that's very creative that's passed. Do you understand a creative female? Very poetic. I feel like she passed on.
No, I really don't.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate that. I have to honor everyone that comes through, because sometimes it's not family. It could be connected to a friend. It could be connected around you.
Mm.
She's got a very poetic way of looking at things. So I want you to keep that in your head and your heart, because it might make sense to somebody. But I definitely feel grandmother, the critical eye, she's at your house looking at the goldfish. She kind of points behind her. I'm seeing, do you know what a pun is?
I'm sorry, a what?
A pun. It's kind of
a, yes.
It's kind of a joke that falls flat, but everyone
like a play on words. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a man coming through wanting to tell me a pun. I feel like it's on dad's side. Dad has passed for you.
Yes.
He's got this kind of punish kind of way about him. You know, he kind of like wants to tell a joke and everyone goes, "Ah," but he goes, "That's okay. They'll do that, but I'll hear the joke being told in the next room." You know, he's got this kind of jolly way about him, yes?
I think I know who that is.
Okay. I feel like there's something about his fatherly energy. It's not going away. So did he feel like a father figure to you?
He and my father were kind of like brothers. They were brothers-in-law, but okay. They were two of a kind.
Okay.
So yes, I do think of him.
I hear you. So that's probably why I was feeling dad first and then the male. Okay.
Yeah.
They do kind of follow each other though. So they felt like one to me. So I have to, and with
that
shorter
makes sense.
Yeah. But with shorter readings, it's like, I want to go in deeper, but we'd be here for an hour and a half and I can't do that. But
right.
I wish I could. Where's Joseph, Joe, J-O, John, Joe, the J's?
Okay. So, well, we have, I mean, is this someone in spirit? Because Joe, my mother is Joanne. My father called her Joe, but I also have a cousin in spirit who's named John.
That's why I'm getting both. Okay. So I have
okay.
to honor dad's talking about Joe, which would be mom, saying hi to mom,
yes.
validate mom. But then I got the John because he stepped in. And sometimes that happens in short readings. They want to get their time in. Was John in the military?
No.
He's got a very squared off personality or something. I can't. It's almost like he didn't salute, but there's something about his squared off feeling. Same feeling I get when I see someone in a uniform. Something about that. That was my initial feeling. Obviously, in the physical world, I'm wrong. But there's something about the personality there. Very squared off. Do you know what I mean by that?
Kind of like rigid and yeah. authoritative, kind of?
Yes. This would be John. Does that make sense to you?
Not so much.
Well, I feel like there's something about him wanting to present that energy to you right now.
Okay.
I have to ask him why he's doing that, because it doesn't make sense in his personality. Are you known as the general in your home?
You I mean, I can kind of see that. I kind of keep things running and in order, yes.
He's funny, too.
He
just whispered in Mary, go, she's the general, not me.
Okay, that makes and more sense. That makes way more sense.
This is what happens sometimes with mediums. We get one impression. I'm feeling the pressure of other people needing readings. I say it, it's wrong, but then when I work with younger mediums, I always say, go back and ask why you got it wrong. Because we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't have the honor of knowing you, he says, she's the general. But they say it with love and laughter. They say it with love and laughter.
Yes.
You miss the males because of the laughter. Because
mm-hmm.
I can hear it. So know that they're around you. I still see grandmother staring at the fish. I don't know what that's all about. But I feel like there's something else that they want to say. Is there a big celebration happening in the family? And I don't mean Easter. Is there a planning of a big celebration coming up in the family that everybody will be getting together soon?
I mean, someone just got engaged, but I don't know that there's a date planned yet.
That's what they're talking about, this big event, personal, not
okay.
Easter. So they want to, in the short time that we're together, say they know that there's a big celebration coming up because of the engagement.
Right.
So I feel like it's their way of also saying in the short time that we're together that we're still inserted, we're still a part of the family, we're still together. So I hope that helps you in the short time that we're together.
It did. I'm so glad to hear from all of them. And just so you know, it would be just like my cousin to take a jab at me. So yes, whispering the general really made me laugh.
I think it's very brave of you when you've had so many losses to be able to take a piece of it and laugh with them, because I feel that's the way we can connect to them.
You know,
and I think that's
and
very
like great. You said before, it is a comfort to know that they're all together and in such a better place. So I'm happy for them. So.
That's
Angelita, thank you so much for your time. I'm so glad that you do this every now and then. I always have to listen in when you're going to be on the radio show.
Oh, my goodness. That's so kind of you to say. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your
evening. Thank you. Have a happy Easter.
You too. Thank you so much. Before we go to the next caller, I just want to recap because sometimes I have to reset my energy with so many readings coming up. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I just want to say really briefly that when you do sit with a medium, having an hour does help the medium and you relax a little bit. So a loved one will make you feel something or hear something. The medium's putting it together. And then there might be another part of it that we can't put together in a minute reading. But when you have a full hour or even 90 minutes. I also offer 90 minute sessions. It makes it a little bit easier to flow. And I always say this too. It's hard enough to cover one person's lifetime in an hour. This last reading had 5 people. But that shows you how amazing spirit is, their ability and their desire to come through. Let's see if we can get another call in before we get out of time here. Let's go to Dee from Pennsylvania. She's also looking for a reading as well.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for joining me and waiting so patiently. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, first, I want to say I'm sorry for whatever losses you're going through, and thank you for being brave to come on the air. I am feeling 2 females with you in the time that we're together. Is there a young woman, younger than you, that's passed? I do feel
I'm not sure.
That's okay. I respect that. I do feel an illness connected to her. Now, this could also mean another generation of someone who passed younger than you. I want to go on mom's side of the family with that. When we look at mom's side of the family, would you agree that the women kind of rule the roost, women strength, so to speak? Would you agree? With that, that's how I'm feeling this woman.
That's how she is, for sure.
Okay, so I have to honor the strength of mom. So mom is passed?
No, she's still here.
That's good news. I've got a mother figure coming through with a younger female. So I need to go to grandmother and perhaps an aunt that you lost, or a story in the family of someone in grandmother's family who passed younger than you are. Did mom's mother come from a large family?
My mom was an only child, so
I understand that, but I'm going to
I'm not really familiar
with
her side of the family all the way.
Well, I have to tell you, I feel a large family there. A large family in grandmother's family. So I want to validate that you do have a lot of people in that soul group and in that family connected to your, I'm so glad your mom's still here, your living mom. I'm also feeling and seeing, this is interesting. Do you remember the show Captain Kangaroo? Are you too young for that? Do you remember Captain
Kangaroo? I've not heard of Captain Kangaroo. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just so that old. If you go online and type in, this is the mind of a medium, type in Captain Kangaroo, look for Mr. Green Jeans. Because I'm feeling a male come through that absolutely loves the earth. Loves the land. He's got a garden. And he feels very much connected to you. So if we go on dad's side of the family, does the family come from farmland if we go a generation up?
Yes, they do.
I do feel Mr. Green Jeans coming through. I know it sounds odd. But I do feel there's a reason for that. There's something about this itch or this need for you to cultivate land. Have you been having that feeling? I have to plant or I want to plant.
Absolutely. Yes, I actually do keep a garden myself. So.
And you get it from him. This is what I call spiritual DNA. So sometimes we don't, our own whims, they're ours, but we get the passion lives in the spirit. We get that from the other side. So unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but I hope you see some evidence in that. And I hope on some level this somewhat helped in the short time that we're together. I want to thank you so much for joining me, Dee.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I know we still had Heather and Ashley and Lisa on the line. I'm so sorry we didn't get to your calls. Please know that your loved ones are with you. I'm hopeful that you can take some time to meditate and pray some time with them. Feel, hear, and see them. Then look for the sign. You won't doubt it. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. On behalf of Joe Peretta, who took the night off, I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to host and also do some readings for you. I hope they were helpful and informative. I want you to check out the Forever Family Foundation website, check out the events, and I want to thank you so much for joining me. And I want to remind you, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night.